You are not that which disturbs you. You are not suffering. Only the person you imagine yourself to be is suffering. You cannot suffer. When you know the witness, when you cultivate the witness, you become the observer to that which is taking place in your life. You know that there is some invisible presence within you. You use terms like, I was just saying to myself. Now there's two people there. There's the I, and then there's the self who is the recipient of whatever it is that you were saying. I was saying to myself, I hurt my arm. Well, are you the arm? Are you that which was experiencing the hurt? You've got to learn that you are not this thing. You have been watching it, and you have to learn to cultivate the witness. And witnessing is a beautiful experience. You've all learned how to witness your body. You know that you're not this body, yet you still play games with it. You still perfume it, and you still insure it, and you still build a mortgage around it, and you still try to lift it, and you still try to get things fixed on it, and all of that. But you'd also know that there's someone behind there doing all of this. Like if I say, I'm going to wiggle my finger, and then I do it, you don't think that's a big deal. You say, well, where's the command center that allows you to wiggle your finger? You say, well, let's do an autopsy, and you open up, and you look at the brain, you look in the medulla, you look and you say, well, here are the synapses, and here are the neural connectors, and there's the command center, which allows you to say, like, I'm going to wiggle my finger. But there's no autopsy on this planet that will ever reveal the commander in the command center who says, I'm going to wiggle my finger. Where is that? Who is that? What is that? Who's the commander? And that's who you are. And when you cultivate the witness, you begin to understand the mechanics of creation. That which we observe and focus on at the very tiniest subatomic, subatomic level, there are particles that are so small that no one has ever seen them. The only reason we know that they exist is that they leave traces in what we call particle accelerators. And when we observe them, they're there. And when we take our attention off of them, they disappear. And the very mechanics of creation is that which you keep your attention and focus on, it will itself manifest. Observation, the very act, that's what the Tao of Physics is about. That's what the Dancing Woolly Masters is about. That's what all of this quantum reality, Walensky's great work, Quantum Enlightenment, all of this is about. That which we observe literally moves from the wave state to the particle state through the process of observation. It's all energy. When we had Newtonian physics, we used to think that there was the physical world made up of atoms and electrons and neutrons and protons and croutons or whatever it is that was in those things. And over here, that was the physical world, and over here was the spiritual. And there was a leap of faith. In order to go from the physical to the spiritual, you had to have a kind of faith that this was a different world over here. Now what we've learned with quantum mechanics, quantum physics, is that that which we used to think of as different, the physical world and the spiritual world, now when we look at the physical world and break it down to its tiniest and tiniest and tiniest places, we discover that there are no particles. There's only energy there. And that which we used to think of as different from us, that is, God was out here and you had to pray to it, and God knows all the wars that were fought over how you do that, and all the crusades and all the horrors that were inflicted on billions of people since as long as we know about it, is based upon this whole idea of God is something that I know and you don't, and it's not within you. Now we discover scientifically what metaphysicians have been saying for centuries, that it is within us, that these tiny little particles that we think of as reality are nothing more than energy, and that energy is in everything and everywhere, and it's invisible, and it's in every one of us. So when you learn to cultivate the observer, what you're really doing is putting your attention on that which you want to manifest. Now, you can observe your body, but you don't sit around and worry about that. You're not busy beating your hearts right now, are you? You just sort of observe. You say, all right, do what you got to do. And I'm not attached to it. You're not inflating your lungs when you have lunch or when you have dinner tonight. You're not consumed with whether it's all going to get to the right places and come out the right places. And I hope it doesn't come out my ear this time. You just sort of observe it, and you just sort of let it go. Now, you can also learn to do this with your mind. You can literally become the witness to your mind and watch the thoughts come and go in your life. What a great idea this is. Because we think that we are our thoughts, and we think the dichotomy is between the body and the mind, but it's not. The mind body are the same. The dichotomy is between the body mind and the soul, spirit, your higher awareness, the witness. And you have to be able to witness that.